Hi, Steve here. I don't know if you've noticed, but it seems like so many people are having dreams and visions, and that's understandable with all the chaos and lawlessness that we see happening in this world now. But when any believer brings a dream or a vision to you and says that the Lord showed them this, you better compare it to what the Word of God says. False prophets are nothing new. Israel had to deal with false prophets, and God spoke through his true prophets against these frauds. But let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 13 first, because many people are fooled into listening because what someone said came true. We need to shatter this myth about if what they say comes to pass, then they must be a true prophet. I'd always heard that too, but let's see what God says about that.
If a prophet or someone who has dreams arises among you and proclaims a sign or wonder to you, and that sign or wonder he has promised you comes about, but he says, "Let's follow other gods which you have not known, and let's worship them," don't listen to that prophet's words or to that dreamer. For the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. You must follow the Lord your God and fear him. You must keep his commands and listen to him. You must worship him and remain faithful to him. That prophet or dreamer must be put to death because he has urged rebellion against the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the place of slavery, to turn you from the way of the Lord your God has commanded you to walk. You must purge the evil from you. But the prophet who presumes to speak a message in my name that I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet must die. Jeremiah said, "But the Lord said to me, these prophets are prophesying a lie in my name. I didn't send them, nor did I command them or speak to them. They are prophesying to you a false vision, worthless divination, the deceit of their own minds." Later, Jeremiah says, "This is what the Lord of armies says. Don't listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They are deluding you. They speak visions from their own minds, not from the Lord's mouth." Ezekiel said, "My hand will be against the prophets who see false visions and speak lying divinations. They will not be present in the council of my people or be recorded in the register of the house of Israel, and they will not enter the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord God."
So it's not enough to speak something and claim it to be from God as a vision or a dream and have it come to pass. But that so-called prophet must not be speaking things that would lead you away from God or try and get you to worship other gospels in other ways that deviate from God's written word. Isn't it a wonderful thing that many people are under God's grace right now? Because otherwise, many of these false prophets would be struck down dead. We have many scriptures also in the New Covenant, in the New Testament, that say the same things. Let's look at those.
2 Peter chapter 2, "There were indeed false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, and will bring swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their depraved ways, and the way of truth will be maligned because of them. They will exploit you in their greed with made-up stories. Their condemnation, pronounced long ago, is not idle, and their destruction does not sleep. If God didn't spare the angels who sinned, but cast them into hell and delivered them in chains of utter darkness to be kept for judgment, and if he didn't spare the ancient world, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others when he brought the flood on the world of the ungodly, and if he reduced the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes and condemned them to extinction, making them an example, and if he rescued righteous Lot, distressed by the depraved behavior of the immoral, For as that righteous man lived among them day by day, his righteous soul was tormented by the lawless deeds he saw and heard. Even Jesus said, be on your guard against false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravaging wolves. You'll recognize them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit, but a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit. Neither can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that doesn't produce good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So you'll recognize them by their fruit.
So Jesus gives us probably one of the best indicators, one of the best ways to discern whether someone is a false prophet or not. Just like back in the Old Testament, that if they prophesied and what they said came to pass, but they led people away from God by their very lifestyle and the fruit that they bore. You see, you won't see a false prophet living consistently with God's word. And remember, they look just like a sheep, but inwardly, they're really a wolf.
The Apostle Paul said, be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you as overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Men will rise up even from your own number and distort the truth to lure the disciples into following them. Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, for the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, will multiply teachers for themselves because they have an itch to hear what they want to hear. They will turn away from hearing the truth and will turn aside to myths.
This is what the pre-tribulation rapture is all about. It's a myth. It's people having itching ears to hear what they want to hear. So, of course, they will find teachers who will teach these things. And if you're someone like me that says it's a false doctrine, they won't listen to me. The tithe doctrine is another false teaching. Giving is not a false teaching, but bringing a tithe into your church every week is based on no doctrine and strictly based on nothing but the Old Testament. And the one thing I always hear with those who want to prove that tithing is a doctrine is when Abraham gave Melchizedek a tenth of the goods after he recovered all of his nephew's family and the other family's belongings, he gave that tithe or that 10% to Melchizedek out of high honor and regard to God and him as a high priest after being blessed by Melchizedek. Not because there was a covenant that was established to do that. False teachers and usually pastors who rely on finances have made that a doctrine, and it's not. Read it all for yourself in Genesis chapter 14, verses 8 through 24.
Jesus also said in Luke, woe to you when people speak well of you, for this is the way their ancestors used to treat the false prophets. Jesus even warns of the false prophets that will be around right before he returns. If anyone tells you, then see, here is the Messiah, or over here, don't believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Take note, I've told you in advance, so if they tell you, see, he's in the wilderness, don't go out. See, he's in the storerooms, don't believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes as far as the west, that's the way the coming will be of the Son of Man.
Too many people just won't let the Bible get in the way of what they believe. Are we at that point that the Apostle Paul talked about when he told Timothy, for the time is coming when people will not have patience for sound teaching, but will cater to their passions and gather around themselves teachers who say whatever their ears itch to hear? Yes, they will stop listening to the truth, but will turn aside to follow myths. Social media and YouTube has helped these people find the teachers they want to listen to. God's word is the only authority on anything. It's the only truth. It's the only wisdom. And it's the only prophetic word that is true. If you don't know Jesus Christ and you don't know what the Word of God says, I invite you to ask Jesus Christ into your heart and your life. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life and let Him change you from within. I leave a link in the description box below if you're not sure how to pray, if you don't know what to say or you're confused about it. Go there. I leave that description link down there for anyone who wants to know Jesus. Go down there, click on that link, and it'll take you to the page with a simple prayer that will help lead you into your beginning walk with the Lord God Almighty. Think about it.